Today, we welcome Dori Diab, president of North Central State College in Ohio. North Central is one of more than 700 community colleges that have received federal grants known as TACC, T-A-A-C-C-C-T, the U.S. Department of Labor's Trade Adjustment Assistance Community College and Training Grant Program. TACC helps community colleges and other eligible institutions of higher education expand and improve their ability to deliver education and career training programs that can be completed in 2 years or less, and prepare program participants for employment in high-wage and high-skill occupations. North Central State is part of the Advanced Manufacturing Mechatronics and Quality Consortium that was formed as a result of a TACC Round 3 grant award. The consortium is unique in that it is not a regional or state consortium, but instead is made up of colleges from around the country. Mount Wassachusett Community College in Massachusetts, Southwest Tennessee Community College in the Memphis, Tennessee area, Bossier Parish Community College in Louisiana, and of course here at North Central State College in Mansfield, Ohio. Dr. Diab, it's great to talk to you today and talk to you about the impact that TACC has had on your campus and what you see the impact of TACC having on a national perspective. So it's great to be talking with you. Let's jump into the questions. Dr. Diab, could you describe how you use the TACC grant to drive change at your college?
No, we really cannot understand the importance of grants such as the TACC grant without really putting it into context of the environment that we've been living in. One important reason for the culture of innovation and change, especially in the area that the college serves, because the low education attainment in our service region is really pretty low at 15% in baccalaureate degree in comparison to the 28% statewide and 32% nationally. A second important reason is the wide skills gap. Adults with some level of higher education is about 38% statewide. Economists and employers, government entities, all of them tell us that the demand in this globally competitive economy is more like 65%. Another reason is the global disruption of the internet and technology across the globe. Another reason is the demographics in our area. It's stagnant at best. Not only that, but also the number of high school graduates is really dropping. And the recent Great Recession has proved the validity of all these concerns that we have and the environment that we live in. So these factors caused us to look at things in a completely different way, realizing that if we can continue on doing things the same way, we'll really get in what we've gotten. And that's not the way to be in this globally competitive world. So we need to focus not only on the traditional student, but also non-traditional students in order to raise that educational attainment and reduce the skills gap. And more importantly, help our people get better jobs, because with better jobs come better salaries, and with that come better standard of living, better quality of life for all of us. So along came the college completion pathway model. Now, the pathway model have identified four key categories along the student success journey. Those are the connection, entry, progress, and completion. And that goes all the way from pre-college to post-graduation in order to enhance student success and their ability to get job or transfer. Through the TACC grant, we connected more with the job and family services, the employers in our area, and most importantly, the adult population, mainly those impacted by the Trade Adjustment Act, which is an emphasis of the TACC grant, the unemployed, the dislocated, and also the underemployed. Along the entry category, we provided a simplified pathway for concerned adults into the industrial readiness training. Along the progress category, we provided a pathway from the industrial readiness training to certificates, like the certified production technicians, all the way through the associate degree, especially in engineering. Along the completion category, more adults are completing their training and certificates, maintaining and improving their current jobs or finding new jobs.
How has the TACC grant helped you engage with employers and community partners to advance the college's mission and vision?
You know, a community college is just that. It's a college for the community. And so the TACC grant helped us fulfill our mission even further by opening the door to a new way to engage the community partners, whether that's a community organization, government entities, foundations, business and industry, employers, etc. So that really was a great help for that in pushing us further along this journey of partnerships. And also the other thing that helped us with through this partnership, we're able to place industry experts in leadership roles, which provide us with a real world versus academia type of approach to curriculum design and employer engagement. And so that made our curriculum more relevant to the employees and the employers.
What are some of the lessons that you've learned from the implementation of tech?
If it wasn't for the tech grant, really would not have been able to be as connected and partnering with adult population, business and industry, government entities, employers, and especially job and family services. We also learned that in order to really meet the needs of our students, we need to partner all together, students, community, employers, etc., and that will be the key for all our successes. And also one of the successful things of this consortium is the fact that it's not a local consortium or a regional consortium. It's an interstate type of consortium from the different state that you've indicated. So we did not end up having to compete regionally, and also provide us with additional excellent source of sharing resources and best practices for the benefit of our region and our state.
What is your long-term vision to scale and sustain the great work that you have done thus far?
Sustainability is one of the biggest challenges of any grant. And generally speaking, as an overall concept, the more that grants get embedded or the competencies or the learning get embedded into the curriculum, the better it is for the sustainability of the program. So one of the things that for the DAC accomplishment, they are really truly aligned with our strategic plan, which is about enhancing student access and student success, very critical in today's environment. And not only that, they're also aligned with our STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math, especially being a technical college, and with a big need for our manufacturing and health sector that exists in our region. So updating and upgrading curriculum, engineering curriculum, has been a key component of the long-term sustainability of this grant. And when you put it in more credit courses, which is going to be continuing with our current program, that really works well for sustainability. One of the ways to sustaining grant is to build on the success of the existing grant and go after additional grant. And so that we've been successful because for our success in the TACT grant, we're able to go after the Bright Signal grant through the American Association of Community Colleges and the Lumina Foundation. And, that will help us map training into industry recognized certificate at the regional and national level. So it's really been a great thing for us, and looking forward to continue to implement that in our curriculum and sustain it for the long term.
Thank you, Dor Diab, president of North Central State College in Ohio. Stay tuned to additional conversations about the impact of TAC with community college presidents in this podcast series. The Labor Department implements the TAC program in partnership with the Department of Education. $1.9 billion in grants were awarded under the TAC program. For more information, visit taaccct.org.